2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 15. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 2. As those who are called by God, we need to know and experience Christ's power and wisdom. Capital A. 1 Corinthians 1:2 mentions the called saints. Number 1. The believers in Christ are called saints, not called to be saints. This is a positional matter, a sanctification in position with a view to sanctification in disposition. Number 2. To call upon the name of the Lord implies to believe into Him. Number 3. All the believers in the Lord should be callers. Number 4. We have been called to call, called by God to call upon the name of the Lord. Number 5. To those called by God, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Capital B. Those who are called refers to the believers who were chosen by God in eternity and who believed in Christ in time. Capital C. To those who believe in Christ and call upon His name, He is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Capital D. Christ crucified is the power of God for saving us and the wisdom of God for fulfilling His plan. Number 1. Power is the ability, and wisdom is the way. Number 2. Christ is first our power, and then He is our wisdom, that is, our way. Number 3. Christ is the power of God to carry out God's economy, and He is also the wisdom of God, the way of God, to carry out God's economy. Capital E. Christ as the power of God strengthens us with a dynamic power, supplying and sustaining us in what we are and what we do. Number 1. In all our circumstances and conditions, Christ as the power of God enables us to suffer, to bear burdens, and to stand firm. Number 2. He also sustains us to the point of being unshakable. For this reason, Paul declares, I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. Number 3. Christ as the power of God is daily supplying and sustaining us through His divine dispensing. Capital F. Christ as the wisdom of God flows unceasingly from God to us to be our present and practical wisdom in our experience. Roman number 3. Of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Capital A. In this verse Paul does not say that Christ became our wisdom, instead, he says that Christ became wisdom to us from God. Number 1. The expression to us from God indicates something present, practical, experiential, and ongoing in the way of transmission. Number 2. For Christ to become wisdom to us from God indicates that there is the transmission of Christ as wisdom from God to us for our daily experience. Number 3. We need Christ continually as wisdom to us from God. Capital B. Christ became wisdom to us from God as three vital things in God's salvation. This is the end of today's outline.